you can't get to the power before you put in the work. See, a lot of us get it confused because we wonder why we don't have the things that we want. We wonder why we aren't getting to the places where we feel like we should be. The main issue that we're suffering from is feeling like what we're putting in, just because it seems hard and you're tired at the end of the day, we feel like the work that we have been putting in for that day is enough. But the issue that we all suffer from is the fact that champions have something called consistency. What we do not have is the abilities or the capabilities, just for the moment, to be consistent day in and day out. When people are off from work on a Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, and it's the weekend, they think that, hey, it's the weekend, I'm off from work, so let me relax, so that way when this week comes back around, I'm ready to go. But the difference between you and the place or person that you want to be in or be is the consistency part. We lack the consistency and we lack the grit to continue on. So you're not going to receive any power for your position if you don't put in the work. See, it works like this. When you pray and ask God for something that you want, he's not just going to give it to you, because why would he do that if you're not taking care of the things that you're already in possession of? If you're not giving that 100% already from the position that you're in. So why would you get a boost? Why would your job give you a pay raise if you're not even satisfying them in the position that you're in now? We end up firing ourselves and getting cut short and getting the scraps or the hand-me-downs due to our position right now. See, we don't put ourselves, we don't boost ourselves high enough. We don't promote ourselves. We don't work hard enough, because after we do work hard for one day, we end up getting tired. We end up just saying, man, you know what? I did go pretty hard yesterday, so let me rest so I can recover today, and then I'll pick it back up tomorrow. See, in that time that you're resting and recovering, that gives other people moments and opportunities to do something that you are not doing right now, which is putting in that work. That's what I mean by you can't get the power before you put in the work. It doesn't work that way. If you don't pay your electricity bill, then you're not going to have any power for your home or your residence. So why do you think that if you don't put in any type of work that you're going to receive the advancement or the promotion or boost it into the place or position in which you feel that you desire? You have to understand that the things that are going on and being handed out in this world are not from hard work. It's not about showing off your work. It's about showing off your consistency. You're not going to lose that weight by only going to the gym. You're going to have to get a positive and proper sleep pattern. You're going to have to put positive things into your body. You're going to have to drink water, which is something that a lot of people are lacking on right now. But the fact of the matter is this, when you start to put that power, when you start to receive that power, when you get into the position that you have so long yearned for and that you've been working hard for and that you've been so consistent with, that's when you'll feel all of the work that you've done. That's when you'll start receiving your recognition. And for the most part, the recognition does not come until after you started to cry, after you had the long and late nights when you didn't, you know, you couldn't go to sleep because you were up fighting all night, because your dreams are so large and the position that you want for yourself is so large and so huge that it keeps you awake at night. That power will not come to you until after the work is done. Once you pay your dues, once you continue to fight with your blood, sweat, and tears, that's a true thing. That's when you will start to feel that power. That's when, after a moment, it doesn't feel like a hard day's at work. That's when it starts to turn into an obsession. See, what a lot of us want are the results without putting in that hard day's of work. You want that $100,000 pay for the year, but you don't want to do the $100,000 work. See, we have a lot of people that are even making that $100,000 or six-figure job in the year plus some, right? But are they a six-figure person when it comes to everything else? Are they a six-figure father or mother? Are they a six-figure brother or sister? Are they a six-figure friend, family member, whatever it may be? I guarantee you, you can't find many of them. That's why, although the finances might be well, you still have people who are financially stable, but struggle to have a real life, struggle to have friendships, struggle to have relationships, because at the end of the day, they're not being able to find themselves putting in the work. They just expect it to come because, hey, one thing has already happened positive for me, so I feel like all of this other stuff should fall in suit. It should follow suit. But that entitlement is what keeps you away from receiving your full power. It keeps you away from receiving all of your maximum potential. So much so that we have now encountered a time where people feel as if they're supposed to be given things. When I used to coach football, back when I was a police officer, I had a recreational football team. At the beginning of the season, the parents came to me and said, hey, look, we want to make sure that regardless of however this season turns out, we want our kids to receive trophies. And I kid you not, I was on the bad side of parents from day one because I told them, I said, the only trophies that we will receive are the ones that they give out for first place. If we do not win the championship, if we do not conquer everything, I know they give out a trophy for second place as well, but if we do not end up in either one of those positions, I'm not going to provide any trophies, and I do not want you to do that either, because it starts to teach entitlement. Just because you do something, you get something out of it. But the thing that defeats the whole conversation about consistency, that is where the whole entitlement begins. When you get to a position to where, yes, you're going to put in work. And in this story, we're talking about football. My players came to practice every day. I required them to keep good grades, which would follow the school format. So in order to be eligible, you cannot be failing a class. So I held them accountable for their actions and even their reactions. If we had an issue during a game where a player might have taken a late hit after the whistle was blown and they reacted to that, then they knew that an action or a consequence was going to follow at practice. See, when you start to hold yourself accountable, and sometimes some of us, we need other people around us to hold ourselves accountable as well. But when you personally start to hold yourself accountable, that's you putting in that work to become better. That's you holding yourself to a level that you know you want to gain and want to earn. And you will not allow anything to knock you off course. See, a lot of us don't want to hold ourselves accountable, and we don't want to surround ourselves with people who will hold ourselves accountable. We want the people who will sit here and tell us, oh, yeah, that's all right. Yeah, you go ahead and do that. Take the time off so that way you can be ready tomorrow. But you taking that day off in whatever it is, whether if it's a sport, whether if it's the gym, whether if it's schoolwork, you're putting yourself behind the eight ball. You're putting yourself behind the curve. Now you're one step further. You're behind all of your competitors, which may be your classmates or which may be somebody else in the gym or whatever field it is that you're trying to get into and you desire. Because you might just feel like you deserve to be in that room. But I guarantee you, even if the odds are against you, even if they don't want to put you in that position, as long as you put in the work, you're going to be so good that even if the odds may be against you, your name has no choice but to be called. The thing is, once you start to put in that work, that's when the doors will start opening, regardless of all the deadbolts and latches and nails and screws that may be in that door. That's when that door will open. That's when you'll be able to walk into those positions. That's when your power will start to maximize. And once that power starts to maximize, there's no minimizing from there. See, we like to get these small victories and then lay off for a second. We like to get to these places where we obtain a goal and then we think that that's okay, so we relax for a minute. What you need to do after that is add more power to it. You need to continue to put in more work, because just because you completed an objective or your task, that does not mean that it's now time to celebrate or turn up. That does not mean that the job is finished. This means that it's now about to become even harder for you to get to your next objective. It's about to become even more difficult for you to complete your next task. So don't allow yourself to fall victim to the small victories. Even when you have completed every task that you had set out for that year, for that month, for that week, for that day, go back to the drawing board, reset, because it's time to continue to go back to work. It's time to continue to put in your work. That moment is not done. Your time is not done. After you get to that next level, now your name is up on the board. It's going to be people that are going to come after you because you're in a position that they now want. So what you need to do is continue to put in the work, continue to fight for what you want more, continue to keep yourself going, keep your battery fully charged, because in this life right here, you don't have time to be tired. You don't have time to relax. It's people who have more shit to deal with than what you're dealing with and what you're complaining about. So don't be sorry for what you don't have. Don't be sorry for the things that you have. Don't ask for the things that you don't have. Continue to take care of what you do have and be thankful. Give gratitude. Work harder for what you want. And I guarantee you that nobody will surpass you until you are done with your time walking on this planet. When we get to these moments, when we find the strength, when we push ourselves another step, even when it feels like we can't walk anymore, even when it feels like we can't pull ourselves, we can't crawl anymore, that's the moment that you have to dig deeper. And see, in these moments is when people so often give up because they're not seeing any results. All they feel is the hurt, the pain, the blood, the sweat, and the tears. That's all they have to show for where they are right now. But I guarantee you, continue to strive for greatness. Continue to push forward. Continue to pull yourself forward. And you will find greatness. Perfection is not obtainable, but if you chase perfection, you will obtain greatness. See, this journey that we're on, this chapter that we're opening, this life that we are creating, it's only a select few in it. Not, this road isn't for everybody, and you cannot bring everybody along as a tag along. It's only reservations for you. This life that you want is your life. This moment that you're trying to create and step in is your moment. But you're not going to get there and receive all of that power before you put in the work. Peace.